John Harbaugh is actually going to come up right now, and he has a special presentation to make with the game ball. Here's the head coach.
Good to see everybody here. A couple things first. I want to introduce my grandpa, Joe Sapiti.
Hi. Hello.
Lifetime Cleveland resident, and very proud that he's here to share this with our team, and our players are all hugging him, Grandpa, on the sidelines, so we had good with that. Then secondly, this game ball that we want to present to Ron Smith. And I think everybody in here from Baltimore knows Ron Smith and what he's meant to Baltimore and to the city and to the people of Baltimore. And I had a chance to have a conversation with him on Friday that was just one of the most encouraging and motivational conversations I've ever had with anybody in my life. And he gave us a message for the team that we carried to the team on Saturday night, and they carried with them on the field today. So to Ron and June and their family, this game ball is for you. Thank you very much, and congratulations. As far as the game, it was a team victory. I think it was one up front on both sides, first of all. Offense and defensive line. First, the defensive line. We had to stop Peyton Hillis in that running attack. And, you know, you can see how physical it is. And I think as the game went on, we got even stronger doing that. Also, the pressure, like Webby alluded to. I mean, Colt McCoy's a heck of a quarterback. They've got some weapons out there, but he didn't really have a lot of time to find him back there except for really one play. And then offensively, obviously, the offensive line, Vontae, the two running backs, the physical nature of how we played on this kind of a field in these conditions was a difference in the game. So just proud of all our guys, coaches, and players. It was a tough win here. We'll have to see these guys in 3 weeks, and they're a very good football team.
Just an example of how good the team can be when you just decide to run the football and just stick with the run, especially on the road in bad weather?
No, it's not that.
From your bench, what were you seeing from the rain, sort of cuts, vision, all the things he was doing?
I thought he did a really good job of pressing the play. You know, I thought he did a really good job of staying behind his blockers. You know, Ray's one of these guys. He's got great vision. He's got a great knack for making big plays. So you saw both of those things today. I think he gave our offensive line a chance to really block the plays out, but then he made a couple plays on his own, like only he can.
Billy, was it footing? What did you guys see from where you guys are or in your conversations with him?
Well, you know, it was the worst possible situation. We would have liked to have gotten him in a little better situation there, maybe on the left hash. But what you had was really bad footing. You had a crosswind coming from that corner in the dog pound. We knew we weren't going to be able to go very deep there because of the crosswind down there in that corner. So we had him on the opposite hash with the wind coming from that corner with bad footing. You noticed on the other one that we got in close, he almost took it over to the left because he overcompensated on the two that went to the right. So that was how much trouble he was having getting his plant foot down enough to get the ball where he wanted to.
So, John, when you have a guy kicking like that, do you overcoach him, or you just say, go kick the hell out of football, and you've been doing this for a long time, and you did that?
Right. I think you have to trust him, Mike. I mean, I think you got to say, hey, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing. He'll get it worked out. We've got plenty of coaches, you know, that put their two cents in, but I think everybody kind of stayed away from him and let him try to figure it out.